This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Columbus voters head to the polls tomorrow to elect four city council members. This morning, we heard about the progressive coalition, Yes We Can, that's mounting a challenge. Now we turn to an incumbent council member. Rob Dorans, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Claire.
So as we heard this morning, the Yes We Can coalition says this election is about tax abatements, affordable housing, and the appointment system within council. What do you think the election is about?
Well, I think Columbus is at a critical moment in its history. We've seen our city have a tremendous amount of growth over the past 10, 15 years. And I really think this election is about how does that growth translate to our neighborhoods.
Some changes were recently made to the city's tax abatement program. But Yes We Can candidates say that program's still a problem. It's cutting into property tax revenue for things like schools. Columbus, as you just mentioned, it's one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Are these incentives still necessary?
Well, I think when you look at what's going on with Columbus, it's not just a question what's going on here in the city. We have to compete with not only here in our area, whether it's Worthington or Dublin. We're competing against cities like Nashville and Chicago and Austin, Texas, to make sure that we have the ability to really get the economic progress we need to happen in our community. I think the reforms that council made to ensure that folks who are working at these positions are being paid at least $15 an hour, and that there's an affordable housing component made to the residential developments that receive incentives. I think those are great first steps. I think this council is focused on what we can do in the future, because when it comes to economic development, it's really about how do we put people first.
At the same time, news broke last week that the affordable housing requirements for the Crew Stadium deal were made optional. Does that show a lack of commitment to this issue?
Well, unfortunately, in that situation, the way that the community reinvestment area works for the downtown stadium limited our ability to put a hard requirement within that contract for affordable housing. So one of the things the city wanted to do was to negotiate that number as high as possible. I think we're focused on making sure that the people involved in that deal have a good faith effort to make sure that people are creating the kind of housing opportunities across the city we need. I made my expectations to those folks very clear that they need to be getting as close to that 20% goal as possible. And certainly, I think we're going to see in the future whether or not folks are going to hold up their end of the bargain.
In addition, the election follows news that the city's contribution to the new Crew Stadium is going to be about twice the initial estimates when you include infrastructure work for the surrounding neighborhood. How do you answer people who feel lied to, who think that the city should have just said up front, our contribution to the stadium and the surrounding neighborhood will be around $100 million?
Yeah, I mean, I think folks are right to feel like there need to be additional transparency. I think it's somewhat difficult at times when you have so many projects that are located so close to one another in a pretty dense area of the city to be able to clearly identify, what investment would have been made or what would have not been made without sort of the stadium being located there. And we also know that development spurs other development.
Councilmember Rob Dorans, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire. Great to be here.